Godspell, which is produced by Berkshire Theatre Group in Pittsfield, Mass., through September 4th, is the first professional live performance of a musical presented in the United States since March. It is perhaps the ideal show for the times. Godspell is timeless, which actually means it's always of its time. It was first produced almost 50 years ago, and it is based on material about 2,000 years old, the parables from the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's a pleasant experience that celebrates resilience and ingenuity as performed by a young cast of talented performers. There is fun to be had thanks to clever staging and a sincerity of purpose. A bonus, considering the obstacles the production has overcome and the time in which it is offered, is that it somehow avoids being sappy. It's a feel-good, huggy musical in which there are no hugs. The performers, all dressed in denim, are always in the moment. And although their movements are confined, they find a way to connect to each other and the central character, Jesus, who is there to teach them how to endure the unendurable. Nicholas Edwards is an ideal central figure. His Jesus is a calming presence. His teaching rarely becomes didactic, and he is able to remain distant from his disciples while still showing his care for their well-being. He sings well, and his rendition of Beautiful City, which was written for the film, is not only lovely, it is arguably the most timely and moving for a 21st century audience. He and Tim Jones, who plays Judas and John the Baptist, have the strongest connection within the cast. In case the experiences sound too serious and heavy, don't worry. This is a musical, and the score by Stephen Schwartz is loaded with songs that are easy to listen to and impossible to get out of your head. It includes songs that have endured since its original run, Day by Day, All for the Best, By My Side, but a few that can be identified after hearing just a couple of notes. As for the morals preached in the play, Love Thy Neighbor, Turn the Other Cheek, Celebrate the Return of a Prodigal Child, and Live a Humble Life, they are precepts that we struggle to include in our daily lives. And though there are ponderous moments, somehow the times make the message very relevant. There is much to enjoy and appreciate in this production of Godspell. That it is even taking place in an environment that has been deemed safe for a cast of 10 to perform in front of approximately 100 people is an inspiring accomplishment. Indeed, for me, the most emotional moment was, instead of using the original opening that uses quotes from philosophers of the age, each member of the cast speaks directly to the audience about how they, their careers, hopes, and dreams have been impacted by the virus and the shutdown of all theater. It's a near-tearful moment that is terribly real. It's also a place setter for production that makes you acutely aware of the time in which it is offered. Godspell is offered inside a huge tent behind a Colonial Theater downtown Pittsfield. Temperatures are taken upon entering. The seat is mostly in pairs and spread out so that you're at least 6 feet from the nearest person. The stage is 40 feet wide and about 20 feet back from the audience. It's not always safe. It's comfortable. The performers, like the rest of the world, seem confined to their own spaces. Those spaces are defined by chairs and platforms that are frequently placed behind clear, movable plexiglass units. When the performers stray to cross the stage, masks are worn, social distance is kept, and no one ever, ever touches another actor. The stories told have meaning. The group form a bond, and the goodness that their leader Jesus teaches them brings solace and peace. Those emotions find their way into the audience. The cast all have good, if not great, singing voices. The skits directed by Alan Fildeman are fun, as he adds many contemporary references that are good for a knowing laugh. Most of all, he finds a way for the cast to hug with their hearts rather than with their bodies. Choreographer Jerry McIntyre finds a way to bring movement to the production. Most impressive is the seated tap dance number by Kimberly Emanuel and substituting yardsticks for canes. The All for the Best soft shoe dance number makes the point that needs to be made through clever humor. The production is not without its flaws. The number, Turn Back, O Man, is ill-conceived and poorly performed. The touchless crucifixion of Jesus works, but his leaving the stage and his later reappearance could be more dramatic. Moments like that remind you that the creators are making theater under difficult conditions. Ultimately, those imperfections make the point that we are attending live theater in an imperfect world. For that, and many reasons, the Berkshire Theatre Group production of Godspell is worth celebrating. Godspell continues downtown Pittsfield, Mass., behind the Colonial Theater through September 4th. For tickets and schedule information, call 413-997-4444 or go to berkshiretheatergroup.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.